This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is July 21st, and on this date in 1853, one of the most recognizable parks in the country got its start when the New York State Legislature set aside more than 750 acres of land to create America's first major landscaped public park, better known today as Central Park. Many at the time were aware that the establishment of such a park would play a pivotal role in not only bolstering public health, but help in the creation of a more civil society. A competition in 1858 was held to assign who would design it. Frederick Law Olmsted and Calvert Vaux got it. They would combine their talents to capture the beauty of the area and incorporate its surroundings like a work of art. And it was on this date 140 years ago in 1880, also in New York, as workers were digging the Hudson River Tunnel, a compressed air accident killed 20. As access to New York City became more and more necessary, work began on a tunnel from Jersey City. The air pressure served as a way to keep the water out as men, known as sand hogs, dug and built walls for the tunnel. As the men were 60 feet under the Hudson River, Assistant Superintendent Peter Woodland noticed water cascading through the brick wall that was under construction, and he immediately attempted to rush as many out as he could. He ended up saving only 8, but not himself. Today, a memorial dedicated to Woodland is present at a nearby cemetery in Jersey City. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.